Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and on the phone with me, I have Joanna Ford, and she is going to be telling us about the Vigilia, which is a Polish Christmas in Ashton, Nebraska. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so excited to have you on the air with us today. And I've actually been to the Vigilia many years ago, and the food was amazing. And I'd love for you to tell our listeners all about it. Can you go ahead and do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just talk about what Vigilia is. It's a traditional Christmas Eve celebration in Poland. It's a symbolic family gathering. It includes a special meatless feast. It usually features 12 dishes, but we usually have 5 on ours. The key traditions involve sharing a wafer called opłatki, that you go around and you each wish each other a special meaning or like special tradition, like you give each other a special wish for the rest of the year. And then you also have an extra setting place at the table for an expected guest or a departed relative that has maybe left for the year. And then, this is really cute, that the children look for the first star in the sky to signal that the meal can begin. So that's really cute.
Now let's tell our listeners when and where this is and what time it starts. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the event is going to be December 7th in Ashton, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Good old Ashton, Nebraska. Where is it going to be at?
It's at the, we have it at the Polish Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to be having the museum and the shopping.
Yay.
From 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then across the street at the St. Francis Parish Hall, we'll celebrate the full tradition meal. We'll be narrated by Santa and by Father Dave.
Oh, Father Dave. Now, how do we pronounce this? Is it Reichenwalder? Reichenwalder?
Yes.
I hope I said that right.
You did.
This is so amazing, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great, way to start off the afternoon. You know, going to the Polish Heritage Center, if people have not been there, what would you think would surprise people if they've never been there before?
There's a lot of history there. We have a lot of history, and we have a lot of great information. The Polish pottery is really nice. So if you're going there, you could definitely go buy some nice Polish pottery.
Oh, yes. I have a whole collection at home. It's so colorful and beautifully painted, and I barely let anybody use it. But anyway, there is a lot. I mean, when I've been in there, there's so many things that people can buy, but they can also see like the old Polish clothing of days of your wedding dresses and how people used to dress in Poland that came or migrated to America and settled in our area. And it's just a great way to learn about our heritage in the area. So the Vigilia, which is pronounced with a W, but the W sounds like a V, there's going to be refreshments, I guess, from 4 to 6. Is that right, Joanna?
That's correct, and it's a 5-course meal that starts around 6.
Okay. Now, do people need to bring anything to this at all?
So, yes, we will. Would like to mention that we will be asking that you bring a food item to share when you register with us.
All right, and it's not, and it can't have meat in it, right?
No meat. No meat.
This is the place where I first had borscht. Now, if people don't know what borscht is, I love beets, and it's a beet soup. You know, I know they can make it with meat, but it is so delicious. And it's so good. Everything is delicious at the Vigilia. Oh, I love it. And what else should we tell our listeners about this?
The Vigilia, there'll also be śledzie, which is pickled herring and fried fish.
And fried fish. This is going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Can I ask what Is it Oplatek? Did I pronounce that right?
Oplatek.
Okay, what is Oplatek?
Oplatek is the offering. It's a wafer. It's a wafer that we share with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And we give each other a blessing for the year to come.
All right. And I guess it will be available to purchase at the Vigilia, but you can call Father Dave as well. And I'll give some phone numbers and make sure that this is on our website for people to get information, especially if they need to make reservations, correct?
Yes, correct. Reservations by December 1st.
By December 1st. So you'd either, and I'll just say Diane Chalesky and Sandy Mudloff are the people you want to call, and we'll put their phone numbers on the website for people to make reservations. This is a lot of fun. Now, do you happen to know, just off chance, how many years has the Vigilia been going on?
Oh, it's been many years. And we do it every other year.
Oh, you do it every other year. Well, I haven't been to one.
Every other year.
I need to go this year because that just sounds amazing. And I love seeing all the people there. And it's always a lot of fun. And we hope our listeners will definitely go. Let's let our listeners know again, Joanna, what's going on.
So December 7th, the museum and the shopping is from 1 to 4 at the Polish Heritage Center. Refreshments start from 4 to 6. Five-course meal starts at 6 at the St. Francis Parish Hall. It's a free will offering.
That's
we
right.
We need reservations by December 1st. And then join us for an evening of fun and excitement as we start off the afternoon with shopping at the Polish Heritage Center, where you can do some last-minute shopping in our gift shop. And then head over to St. Francis Parish Hall across the street, and we celebrate the Polish Christmas full of traditions narrated by Santa and by Father Dave.
This is going to be wonderful. Well, Joanna, I want to thank you for taking the time to let our listeners know about the Vigilia in Ashton, Nebraska on December 7th. And like I said, I'll have this information also on our website. I believe there's a Facebook page for the Polish Heritage Center that might have information as well. We'll just everybody show up. Have a great time in Ashton, Nebraska, December 7th. Joanna, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me once again. I really enjoy this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.